And welcome back to Coast this hour with Dr. Norman Rosenthal. We'll take your phone calls as we talk about Supermind on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back, Norman. Before we go to calls, is there any way you can give us some kind of example of this mantra, what you're thinking, the sounds you're thinking in your head?
You know, I'm not at liberty to give any mantras that are actually used, but there is, like, you could say, a public domain mantra that was given to me by my yoga teacher, actually.
Okay.
And the mantra was Soham, Soham, S-O-H-U-M.
That's what you think?
And that would be a type of mantra. But I do want to emphasize that when it comes to, so that's sort of what a mantra could sound like. But when it comes to really working it and making it happen, as we've discussed, and getting into that transcendent state and the supermind, I really do recommend that you get somebody to teach you.
To teach you, sure.
Even people who are taught, you know, sometimes it goes off track and they have to be checked and touch base with the teacher and get right, because I was just giving a talk this evening here in New York City, and somebody said, you know, it's just not working for me. And it's a common thing, you know, that usually people are forcing it or putting too much effort into it. And it just needs the help of somebody to just get you back on track. So I don't want to leave people with the idea that they can just go do a mantra and it's going to work, because they'll be quite disappointed and they may lose out on something that could really help them a huge amount in the long run.
Why do you do the mantra within yourself as opposed to, you know, on the outside?
You mean as opposed to, like, chanting it?
Chanting it, yeah.
Well, there are certain meditations that involve chanting, but as you can imagine, it's going to be a very different set of brain tracts that you're using when you're chanting something. You know, you're saying it, you're vocalizing it. Different parts of the brain are going to be recruited to do that. And so the whole effect on the brain is going to be, you know, completely different.
When you think of what you just said, Soham, you can feel your brain kind of vibrating when you think of it.
Exactly. There's a vibration. There's a vibration. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
All right. Let's take some calls here. Let's pick it up by going to Jay in Florida to get things started. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, George, doctor. I have been wanting to ask this for a while. I've heard and had started doing research about with meditation, and started seeing where they were saying that when you're meditating, and even with yoga, you have to be careful because you can open yourself up to demons. And they're saying that basically this is all part of the New Age deception. And I wanted to know both of your thoughts on that and reaction, if he had heard anything like this. And I've even read and seen stories, and there was a video of a guy he had on YouTube kind of where he had diaried his experiences with it and what he went through, and it brought lots of demons into his life. And
okay, like almost like a human Ouija board, huh?
Exactly, yes, like it's another portal. Exactly, you're opening up a portal because...
All right, well, let's get the doctor's reaction to that, too. Norman, have you ever heard of that?
Well, no, actually, I haven't. But it's very interesting because, you know, there is this kind of sense that, you know, after midnight, some of you open up to demons, or on special nights of the year, you know, Halloween, the Black Sabbath.
Yes.
The bad time where, you know, where werewolves, you know, prowl the earth. There is the strain of belief in human beings that there are special vulnerable states or vulnerable times, but actually I have never heard anybody say anything like that. And if they did, I would be seriously worried about them, because, you know, oftentimes something can happen when you're snapping, and you associate it with that. I'm sitting here in New York, I'm watching Central Park. Let's say I went for a walk in the park and I was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I could easily say, oh, that park is full of evil spirits, because when I went walking there, suddenly I started hearing voices, and these were the voices of the such and such. So the brain tries to make sense out of things, but I would say that if somebody feels that they're accessing demons, that person might want to get checked out. And I have not ever heard it actually in relation to trying to meditate. Now, clearly, if somebody is in a very fragile state, not in a good state of mind, that may not be the time to start doing things that involve, thinking new mantras, closing your eyes, doing new things. That's a time to sort of really consolidate. Maybe go check yourself out with a doctor, make sure everything's all right. Wait until you're feeling in a more stable place before venturing a new brain technique.
Tell me about the ability of using transcendental meditation and finances, as you talk about in your book, Supermind.
Well, it's really fascinating. At the talk that I gave tonight are two people who are in my book, and their names are mentioned. They're both wealth managers in Manhattan who have greatly enhanced their skills at their job by TM. In fact, there was one guy, Ken Grunsberger. He is a wealth manager, and he had a videotape of how he had, maybe not been putting in his very best performance, and he went to a friend who was actually doing much, much better in the last year or two, and he said, "Hey, Mark," and the guy's name's Mark Axelowitz. He says, "Mark, what are you doing that's different? How can you explain, your tremendously increased productivity?" And Mark said, "Well, it's simple. It's just transcendental meditation." And so Ken started doing it as well, and both of them are just absolutely having the best years of their, multi-year careers. So I thought, I have to go to Manhattan. I have to go talk to these guys. And they were wonderful, extremely forthcoming. You'd think if somebody had a secret that was really helping them to do so well and giving them an advantage over other people, that they may want to keep it to themselves, but not at all. These guys were very open about it.
Shared it with everyone.
Yeah, shared it with everybody and said, "Look, it's simple. This technique is making you more efficient. It's helping you sort your priorities out. It's making you a nicer person. It's helping you to listen. When you have clients, you've got to listen. What does the client want?" We've all been to somebody for some kind of service or product, and they try to tell us what we want instead of listening to hear what we actually want. So you listen better, you make better decisions, you're more energetic, you're more full on, and they say, obviously, you can become a better money manager, like you can become a better anything. And also, I had learned from, I have a friend, Ray Dalio. He is a hedge fund owner, and he's a decades-long meditator and fantastically successful, attributes almost all of his success to TM. Because he said it just helped his thinking, it made him more creative, it helped him make the right choices. And I said to him, "While you're meditating," he says, "I get so many ideas, I'm so creative." I said, "Well, can you kind of tell me some huge idea you got while you were meditating?" He said, "Well, when you're working with markets, it's not one huge idea that does it. It's just repeatedly making the right judgment." And he says, "When your mind is full on and when you're thinking with your supermind, that's when you make repeatedly good judgments, and cumulatively they make a huge difference."
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Julia in Salt Lake City, Utah, west of the Rockies. Hey, Julia, thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for taking my call. What I wanted to find out is that I was very abused growing up, and I am PTSD. I know that my daughter is, and my son was before he killed himself, and that was a lot to do with it. But I wanted to find out what would be a good exercise for me in the way of meditating in order to make myself feel better about things.
Well, Julia, I'm so glad you called, because in fact PTSD is something that where this particular technique, TM, has been tried with very good results. You know, when people have PTSD, it's the result of some trauma, and incidentally, I'm really sorry for the traumas you've had.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've had some trauma, and it makes you hypervigilant. You're kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop, and jumpy. People startle easily and scared that bad things are going to happen, and sometimes they do. Sometimes traumatized people continue to get traumatized. But this particular technique is very helpful for that, because it settles down the nervous system. You know, I think if somebody's suffering from PTSD, you really want to have somebody else helping you. It's very difficult to fix it by oneself. So whether you are dealing with a therapist, or whether you get a TM teacher to help you, or whether, you know, it's a pastoral counselor, it's not the kind of thing which is best to try to fix alone. It needs a trusted ally who can help you no matter what technique is used. But of those techniques, TM is one of the techniques that actually has been, in my experience, more impressive.
Are you recommending this now for patients, Norman?
I am. You know, a fair percentage of my patients meditate. People with anxiety disorders or anger management problems, and yes, PTSD. In fact, some colleagues and I published a small series of PTSD from Iraq and Afghanistan. One particularly memorable person was somebody who had been driving a Humvee, a military vehicle, and his commander said, go over that road, and that road was known as a hotbed for IEDs, for bombs. But he had to obey the command, went over the road, and sure enough, the thing exploded, and there were people injured,
geez.
And he felt angry and guilty. Came back to the States, difficulty sleeping, which is very characteristic of PTSD, difficulty sleeping, easily startled. Every time he would drive over a pothole in the road,
he
would
re-experience
this. Freaked out, drinking vodka to try and still his nerves. One time he was in bed and his girlfriend bumped into him, and he got her in a chokehold because he thought she was the enemy attacking him in the middle of the night.
It's like a nightmare.
And we gave him this TM, and bit by bit he settled down and stopped drinking the vodka, and his girlfriend felt so much better about it because he began to study and he could now see a future for himself. So yes, I am prescribing it for patients.
Have you ever heard of this situation where professional athletes who are superstars have the ability to mentally slow something down, whether it's a hockey player getting the puck passed to him, he could see it in slow motion, or a baseball player sees the pitch, the ball comes at him really slow mentally. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Slowing things down apparently is one of the keys. Back to Barry Zito, the pitcher, he said, you know, when you're sitting on the sidelines at a baseball game, it seems like things are going very slowly. He said, but when you're actually in it, things are really going very fast to you internally. And if you don't slow it down, you know, for example, and we would actually talk about it, you know, because the pitcher can take a few extra seconds at the mound, you know. And unless you're slowing it down, if you're speeding it up, you're likely to increase your error rate. But if you're slowing it down, you have a sense of, well, I'm in the flow, I'm in command, and the results are often better.
Interesting take. Next up, let's go to Jesse in Vancouver, Canada, International Line. Jesse, hi.
Thank you very much, George.
Sure.
By the way, I didn't know how Dr. Rosenthal will respond to your question about public disclosure of the mantra. And the reason I'm trying to explain that is because according to the ancient tradition, the mantra was a sort of a secret between the inductor and the inductee. It was a sacred bond. There was no exchange of money. The disciple didn't pay a penny to the guru. Only at the end of, I guess the equivalent term would be graduation, like 18 years later and so on, he'll give the guru a gift. That was the only payment. Otherwise, they would stay with the guru and do the chores and collect the firewood and so on. So I didn't know how he'll handle it. And I just want to focus on the questions I have.
Sure.
In the to me, it was very important to understand that there was a scientific basis for the meditation. And fortunately, you already know about that book, I'm sure. The book came out in the 70s, Relaxation Response by Dr. Herbert Benson,
mm-hmm.
where he was able to reproduce the results, which are expected from TM. And I have also reproduced them for myself by getting hooked up to the electrodes when I was in a sleep clinic, just to see whether they are real. And I could see that I could lower my blood pressure and so on.
Sure.
What I have not been able to understand is the advanced techniques where they claim, and I'm an engineer, so I'm very suspicious unless I'm given the proof. I was very suspicious about levitation. What is the physiological basis about the levitation that they claim results from the advanced practice of TM?
Well, yes, there's so many elements of what you said, and some of them are clarified in my book, Supermind, which is what we're talking about this evening. But I want to just address a couple. I have not told my mantra, nor will I. I think it's something nice about keeping it secret because it's become like a part of my mind, and I like it, and I like it that way. The mantra I gave out was like a public domain mantra. It's available, you know, anywhere, and it's
a generic mantra. Huh?
A generic mantra, yes, and it's not part of the TM tradition at all. My yoga teacher just gave it to me, and so I was illustrating the point. And the caller is referring to are techniques that are offered over and above the initial technique. And, you know, they do different things. And I certainly have not gotten involved with the levitation technique. And certainly nobody that I was able to interview has ever seen anybody levitate. So there is something called yogic flying, whereby people are on these mats where they kind of hop along. So nobody's actually levitating. But I know that sometimes when I'm meditating, I have the experience that I'm sort of rushing above the earth. And it's just a sort of, I wouldn't say it's an illusion to me. And so I could readily see how people feel a feeling of like they could fly. Like, I'm sure, I don't know, a lot of people have had dreams of flying. I've had dreams of flying. They're wonderful dreams.
Hold on, Norman. We'll come back and talk more and wrap things up with you next on Coast to Coast AM. Indeed, make sure you're listening to Coast all week long. Don't forget for the last half of tomorrow night, we're going to have those midweek open lines for you. And we're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Norman Rosenthal and take final phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast. What does this do, Norman, for your health as well?
Well, I think it does a lot for your health. For example, I've got a chapter here, Connecting Body and Brain. What TM does and has been shown to do is to lower blood pressure and improve cardiac outcome. In fact, two studies show a substantial reduction in death from heart attacks and strokes, two of our biggest killers. And so if it didn't do anything else, that would be plenty. But in fact, it can help a variety of things. People with aches and pains, migraines can improve. Sleeping can get better, and we know bad sleep is bad for you in a lot of ways. can cause weight gain and, you know, errors, falling asleep at the wheel. So it can help you sleep. It can help health in a lot of ways. And it just makes you feel much more healthy and youthful. So I think it's a body-mind intervention, body-mind practice that I think is one that I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Would you say this has helped your practice, being a psychiatrist?
Oh, yes. I think it has, because it's given a whole new tool to me. You know, I give medicines like most psychiatrists do or should, but they are wonderful things when they work, but when they don't work, then you're left scratching your head and wondering, you know, what can I do here? And also they often have side effects, and if you can take a piece of the treatment away from the medicine and give it somewhere else, I've been able to reduce anxiety medicines in people because they're not as anxious with a meditation.
Yeah, I think this planet's over-medicated, Doctor.
I think so. I agree.
Let's go back to the phones. Keith in Rochester, New York. Hi, Keith. Good morning to you.
Yes, Dr. Rosenthal. Adding to the caller from Vancouver with the relaxation response, I'd like you to know that humans are not the only species that respond to these techniques. For the last 40 years, since 1976, I've been handicapping horses having to do with horse racing. And after many years of research, and I mean this, I was able to pick up on techniques of horses and their trainers that when horses actually getting ready to win, there are tells that I came upon and was able to incorporate these into actual equations that have really helped me in my handicapping. And I'd like everyone to know that if you know what to look for in the daily racing form or the individual track program, and I had to really labor on this for many years. I started when I was 21. I've been handicapping. It'll be 40 years in September. That horses do respond to these, and that I really, using actual equations, have picked up on these responses of when horses are getting ready to win. There are really techniques that... indicators that you can find, and I've been able mathematically and using physics like Dr. Sean Carroll
last night,
Mr. Norrie's guest from last night, that math and physics, you can really tell when a horse is getting ready to run using these relaxation TM techniques.
Interesting.
I really wanted you, Dr. Rosenthal, to know that horses also respond to this.
How high? What's the accuracy rate, Keith, for you?
Well, I'll give you an example from the Kentucky Derby. I had the four top horses. I had Nyquist and Exaggerator, so I had the winner and the Exacta. Now, I did have the four, the Superfecta, but I'm not going to lie, I didn't have them all together, so I missed out on the true Superfecta, and I came very close on the Trifecta. It was a number of combinations there that I should have put together on further wagering, but I didn't. But I did have them, and that's a blatant example that over the years, part of my income has come from handicapping, and I've been
pretty
gosh darn successful at it. And these techniques will work on other species other than us humans.
Good for you, Keith.
I can tell when they're getting ready to run.
Let me chip in and say, firstly, I'm not at all surprised that there are techniques for helping animals, just like there are for helping humans. But I want to just read you an email that just came over my transom over here related to our show.
Sure.
Obviously, somebody who's listening, his name is, I won't give his name.
No, you give their first name. That's okay.
Kenneth. Kenneth Wright. Hello, Dr. Rosenthal. I've heard a lot about TM, and I'm very interested. My problem is I'm in cancer treatment, and the cost of medications are overwhelming, leaving me with hardly any money. I'm hoping that out of the kindness of your heart, you'd give me a book, Supermind. I would greatly appreciate it if you do, and hoping that practicing TM would help my cancer treatment, even to the point of beating it. Should you find it in your heart to do it, and he gives his address. I would like to say that as a way of saying thank you to George for having me on his show and to all you wonderful listeners out there, that it will be my pleasure. I will be sure to follow up and send a book copy of Supermind to Kenneth and wish you very well in your continued treatment.
That's very kind of you, Neil.
Little joy to have an opportunity to do something good for all these good people who are listening and for this really, really amazing show that I'm just learning about. I hadn't really realized you were on and on at night for people who really need.
All over the world, Norman. All over the world.
Fantastic. Absolutely. So, okay, what other callers do we have?
Oh, we have many. We have more callers than time. Let's go to Gary in Seattle, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hi, Gary, go ahead.
Hi, this is Gary, not Gary. Dr. Rosenthal, thank you for saving my life and saving my quality of life. Your book, Winter Blues, made a tremendous difference in my therapy 20 years ago. And I just wanted to thank you for that book and thank you for your other writings as well.
Well, thank you for the feedback. You know, writing is a solitary activity. You do it on your own, and you have in your mind all the people you would like to help by the writing that you do. So when you actually hear that it has actually worked, it's a thrilling thing. So thank you for calling, and I do hope that Supermind will help a lot of people as well. We all have a supermind, and we all have a right to that supermind. It's just a matter of how to access it, and that's what I hope to be able to share with my readers.
Well, I do like therapy regularly, and it literally has saved hundreds and hundreds of days. And I will get with your new book.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Barry. Appreciate you being on the program. Max in Scranton, Pennsylvania, first-time caller. Good morning, Max. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you.
Good morning, Dr. Rosenthal. Thank
good
you
morning.
For being on. My question to you is about how the technique transcendental meditation could work for me. First of all, I have a learning disability. It's called nonverbal learning disorder. Then I also have bipolar disorder. I've had experiences with post-traumatic stress disorder and 22 years ago psychosis. So for a person like myself, how could your technique help me?
Well, you know, I have to be honest because I don't really know you, so I don't want to be like a salesman that says this can help everybody. But something that I'm picking up really just in our very, very brief exchange is you're talking fast. You're talking fast. The information is coming fast. And one thing that the TM does is it slows you down. And when things are coming at you slowly, you have a much better chance of seizing them. My friend, whom I mentioned earlier, the hedge fund owner Ray Dalio, says in his negotiations, thanks to his TM, he feels like a ninja where things are coming at him in slow motion. So I think maybe if you were able to slow down your thinking, things might become more tractable and more manageable. That's just a complete guess because I don't know you, but I do wish you well.
With all the TM that you've worked on over the years, do you find that these things work fast on people? So if you go into a meditation session, how quickly do you start seeing results?
You know, it's so variable. The more anxious you are to start with, the quicker the results will come. Very famous case is a friend of mine, David Lynch, the filmmaker, and he was quite anxious and angry when he first went into TM. He said in that very, very first session, it felt like a cable of a elevator was being cut, and he was falling into a pool of bliss. Well, that's an exceptional response. Not everybody responds that way. And I know for myself, it took weeks and weeks before I really began to feel the effect. But the great news here is that even if it works a little more slowly, the effects can still be very profound. After all, I wouldn't have written two whole books on the subject if I didn't think it was pretty fantastic. So, don't despair if the result isn't immediate, because sometimes things
take a little longer.
Ray in Modesto, California. Hi, Ray. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi, George. Hey, I really respect TM, and I'm sure it's very effective and that there are scientific explanations for what's going on. But I have a more religious sort of point of view towards prayer and meditation. And I think that, well, the super mind that you're referring to, I believe that that's the supreme intelligence or God. And I think that whenever we go inward with prayer and meditation, we draw our own free wills towards God's will. And the results are magical, whether or not we actually invoke him by name or not. And when you think about it, when we sit, we close our eyes, we quiet our egotistic thinking, and we spend a period of time denying control to our free will, that is exactly what we need to do in order to align ourselves with God's will. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, one thing that I want to do is I want to start a conversation about what is the supermind. So I really welcome, and I have no claim that this is the only way to access it. I believe that we can all be so much better than we are, and that we can do so much better. And if that comes through prayer, I think, to my mind, the supermind is not the end of the story. It's a pathway to our accessing one another's supermind and becoming a super earth, a super world, a world where we care about one another and where we take care of one another and where we are responsible with our planet. I think that's really the next step. But I think however we can get to that supermind, whether it's by prayer or meditation, it's to be encouraged, and we need to seek it out. We need to respect one another's ways of getting there, and I certainly do. Thank you for your call.
Next up, Cliff is in Bristol, Tennessee. Cliff, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Great show. Great, great show.
Thank you.
Just a quick question, and I'll take my answer off the air. I know y'all are pressed for time. My brother yesterday mentioned about the Buddhist monk who could actually slow his heart rate down to one beat every 8 minutes.
Gosh.
Now, I haven't had time to research this, and I don't know if you've heard about it or not. Maybe you can elaborate on if you've heard anything. And but anyway, just great show.
I know that meditation, including Buddhist meditation and the TM, I can slow my heart rate down. I can bring my blood pressure down. Once you're used to meditating in a certain way, you can actually affect what's called your autonomic nervous system, which normally is outside our control. One beat every 8 minutes doesn't sound like quite enough. So it may be that there's some element of truth to the story, but maybe it's been exaggerated a little bit. So I don't think it's that likely. I mean, what do I know? I mean, anything's possible, I guess. But, you know, like a fish story where the fish gets bigger every time you tell the story, it may be not exactly one beat per minute, but nevertheless, the point is there. We can do marvelous things with even parts of our body that normally are under automatic control. We can often control them through meditation.
Next caller, Sam, is in California. Hi, Sam. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Good, sir. Thank you.
I wanted to know what you guys thought of Tesla's quote, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." Basically, all our thoughts are electric signals going through your brain.
Well, I think there's a tremendous amount of wisdom there. You know, we've talked about the vibrations that happen during transcendental meditation, how it moves towards the alpha waves. So there you have a frequency thing. You know, we know energy and matter is a matter of frequency. Some people believe that when you transcend, you go into transcendental meditation, then you actually access the universal field of energy. I'm not so sure about that, but there are people who feel like we kind of influence one another through this universal field of minuscule particles, neutrinos and quarks and various things. I don't pretend to get into that. I'm kind of a simple duck who says, you know, I think we may influence one another just by being kind, just by being nice, like that story with a lady at the airport. You know, if you're nice to one another, if you feel better, you'll be nicer to others, others' days will be better, they'll be nicer, and it kind of passes like a wave, but not necessarily through energy fields. But who knows? I think that's a great thing about this show. We're exploring things that we don't fully understand.
The more you do it, TM, do you get better and better and better?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. It's been compared to compound interest. It just grows and grows. It becomes more powerful, and it advances. I could not have written Supermind 5 years ago. I hadn't gotten far along enough to understand all the things that the TM was doing for me and for my patients. And so it definitely it just gets better and better, which is very nice, because a lot of things in life don't. They don't get better and better, but this one does.
Norman, in the last minute we have here, give out your website, if you would, and how people can track you down.
Absolutely. Visit me on normanrosenthal.com, very simple, my name.com. I'm also on Dr. Norman Rosenthal on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Dr. Norman on Twitter.
Take advantage of social media. Huh?
Yeah, and I've got a YouTube channel. Check out my videos. So I'm trying to take advantage of the social media to put out my message in whichever way it's going to help people. I really believe in my book Supermind. I really believe it's going to help a lot of people.
And I think so.
Thankful that you've given me this chance to be on your wonderful program, and I hope a lot of people have gotten something.
Thanks. It's almost 5 o'clock in the morning where you are, so go get some sleep, okay?
Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. Thing.
Dr. Norman Rosenthal. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borelson, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.